Our Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O God.
O Lord.
He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in the field. But while everybody was sleeping, the enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plant came, and when the plant came up and bore grain, then the weed appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seeds in your field? Where then did this weed come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slave said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" He put before them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches." He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like a yeast that a woman took and mixed in with a measure of flour until all it was leaven." Jesus told the crowd all these things in parables. Without parable, he told them nothing. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophets: "I will open my mouth to speak in parables. I will proclaim what has been hidden from the foundation of the world." Then he left the crowd and went into a house. And the disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the word, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Let everyone with ears listen. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a mansion who searched of a fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it." The gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Today, we hear Jesus talks about the kingdom of God. In the last couple of Sundays, we listened to John first, and then after he baptizes Jesus began his ministry, and he preached the sermon on the mount. Some would call it the Beatitudes. And when I preached the last time, I talked about the Beatitude. that is intended by Jesus to transform our attitudes. And Jesus was thinking about what it will be or what it will look like for those who are children of the kingdom of God, what kind of attitude Jesus wanted us to have. And so if you study the Beatitude, you come to realize that Jesus is asking or is calling us or is challenging us to have a new attitude for this kingdom of heaven that is now made available to us in Christ Jesus. But then today we see Jesus tells us of the kingdom of God being like a mustard seed. And if you think about what the mustard seed is, it's the smallest of all seeds. And Jesus tried to compare this great kingdom with a very small seed. A small and very tiny seed is used to describe this greatest kingdom of all time. Sometimes it is good, or sometimes it is the thing that you don't notice, the little things that have great, great value. In our scripture today, Jesus tells us parable using one of the smallest of the seeds known to people in their day, the mustard seed. How many of you ever seen or have noticed what the mustard seed is like? In fact, Jesus come to talk about this very insignificant seed. What if Jesus had taken something bigger or something more important to compare the kingdom of God to? But today he chose the mustard seed. Very tiny, very little, but this insignificant seed has life in it. Life that when it is planted and nurtured and watered, it will grow up into a tree that provides many branches for birds, for all kinds of animals to live in and to be sheltered under. So no one has ever seen what the kingdom of God is like. So Jesus tried to explain to us, what is it like? No one has ever seen a picture or a drawing or a map of what the kingdom of God is like. But Jesus came to tell us that this kingdom of God, that this greatest kingdom of all time, this greatest kingdom of all history, Jesus compares it to something so small, something so insignificant, something so unimportant. A small but little seed, the mustard seed, priceless. If you may want to compare with any major goods that anyone could go to the store and buy, this is a priceless small seed. But Jesus came to compare his Father's kingdom, his own kingdom, to this little seed. And I tend to ask myself, why is that? Why would Jesus want to do that? You know, church, sometimes we put aside the small little things and aspire for greater things. But for Jesus, the small things are important. The little things in life are very important. In fact, little things are much more attractive than big things. So Jesus wants us as Christians or as believers to always pay attention to the little things. And by little thing, what do we mean? I mean just any little thing. Maybe your children or your grandchildren, or maybe helping someone in your community that is not looked at or looked upon as important. Or maybe doing the simple things in your community to pick trash or to clean your environment, the little things. Or maybe not using so much water in your home as others would do, so that you allow other people to have access to clean drinking water. Just the little thing. Jesus is reminding us that the little things in life are important. But then Jesus also come to tell us that the kingdom of God is like a seed that can be planted, watered, nurtured. And although it starts very small, it grows out to become something big, something meaningful, something redeeming, something powerful to transform not just our own lives, but the lives of many in our community, in our family, in our homes, in our society, in our country, and across the world. And we know how farmers do. They go about with their patience, go and clear the field, plant little seeds, hoping that they will grow and bring forth new fruits or new food in their community. With hope, they plant those seeds. And guess what? The seed dies. And something grow out of that death, become much more food than what were planted. That is what Jesus is teaching us in this mustard seed. That the gospel that we receive at our baptism, or the freedom that we receive at our baptism, is a small seed that is planted in our heart. Very small seed. That when we come to accept Jesus or be baptized, we receive a small seed of faith. That little seed of faith, it is nurtured every Sunday when we listen to the word of God, or when we have our own personal devotions, or praying time, or quiet time. That little seed that is planted in our heart germinates, grows a little bit, grows every day when we come to the table to partake in God's nature in the element. The seed is continually nurtured and it grows. And it becomes something big. Life is germinating in us, and we are called to spread that life. The life of hope. The life of peace that we receive in our baptism. God is calling you and I to go out and plant more seeds in more hearts, in more communities, in more souls. That little seed, like the mustard seed, it starts small, just like our faith. Who knew? Jesus came in the middle of a small town in Bethlehem. This child is born. That's the seed that God sowed on earth in the midst of humankind. Even John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who comes to redeem humankind." A little seed that was planted in Bethlehem, in a manger, something insignificant. Jesus was not born in the midst of wealth, but in poverty. And in the midst of that, God's word is planted in the midst of mankind. Where sin was in abundance, where crime were all over the place, but Jesus is in our midst, and he grew up as a little baby, even to the point that Herod wanted to kill him, and the parents took him into exile, into Egypt. But the seed of faith, God kept it all for our good. And as we know the story, John the Baptist preached, when he saw Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And Jesus came to him to be baptized. And John said, "But I should come to you, not you to me." But Jesus said, for the fulfillment of the requirement for our righteousness, I must do this. And John allowed him to do that so that Jesus can take on our sin, so that Jesus can take our place on the cross. And then the faith, our faith began to grow. Jesus began to preach his word. The kingdom of God is near. Be ready. Get baptized. And then it spread across the world. Today, Christianity is almost everywhere, in every society. That is what the seed does. When it is planted and nurtured and watered, it grows. It expands exponentially. It goes everywhere. This seed that is given to you and me at our baptism is a seed of faith, like the mustard seed. Started very small, very insignificant. But it grows to become powerful, a faith that is roaming all over the world, bringing healing, bringing bringing peace in every society. And sometimes it's just difficult to see how Jesus will use this very small seed to talk about this big, big kingdom. Jesus is teaching us a new lesson. A lesson that we are called not to despise the small things in our life. The little beautiful things in our home, don't despise it. The little joy that you get from family and friends, sitting together and having conversation and having dinner, don't despise that. The little time you spend with your children, with your friends, don't despise that. The little thing you do for your church or for your community, don't despise that. Those little things turn into big things. It gives somebody a new heart, a new desire to serve God. Don't despise the little thing, because the small thing becomes the big thing tomorrow. When God gave you the little thing and you are faithful with the little thing, the big thing come out of that. So Jesus is encouraging us today as people of faith to take the little thing seriously, to pay attention to the small things that are happening in our homes, the small things that are happening in our churches, in our community, in our society, the little things that are changing and transforming the lives of people. God is calling us to pay attention to that. Pay attention to the little things. Jesus is teaching us a new way of the kingdom of God. That it will become big like the red wood or like the towering chestnut tree. It starts from somewhere small. It starts from throwing a seed in the ground. And when that seed dies, like Jesus did on our behalf, because if Jesus did not die, there will be no faith today. So as we throw the mustard seed in the ground and it dies and it produces a large tree, so Jesus did. He threw himself on earth to be killed for us. And he died willingly, gave his life for you and I. And today in our baptism, that seed of faith that Jesus planted is growing all over the world. In fact, it grew in my home village, some 300,000 miles away from the United States. And today I'm here. Today I am a Lutheran like all of you. It's because of the little thing that a missionary left from here, traveled several 100,000 miles to plant the gospel seed in West Africa. And today, I am here as a result of that little seed. So Jesus is saying, the little thing that you can do for God, do it more faithfully. Pay more attention to that. And I tell many believers, just like Jesus or like Paul or like Peter or like any other person of faith, we are called to leave marks. We are called to set example for others to follow. That in our baptism, we are called to be peacemakers. We are called to be agents of grace. We are called to be planters of seed, the seeds of faith. So that those things that we tell other people that Jesus loves you, or that I care about you, or that we give our resources for ministry in our community, those things will last. Because when we serve others, we serve God. When we give for the ministry of God, we are investing in heaven. Because that is what will last. And that's just all Jesus is telling us today. The little things that we do matter most, especially for us as people of God. We are called to sow the seeds of faith in our attitudes, in the way we speak, in the way we live in our society, in the way we relate to our family and friends, even in the way we do church. We are planting seeds. Everything that we do each day are seeds that we are planting. And those seeds will germinate. If we plant bad seeds, we'll have bad society. But if we are planting seeds of faith, that we trust in Jesus to nurture them, to grow them, our society will be peaceful places to live. Our communities will be places of no crime or no violence. We will have a society that will pay attention to our young people, be respectful to our seniors, and be helpful to each other and to even the creation that God has blessed us with. So this afternoon, I come to challenge you and I, all of us, to sow good seeds. Jesus is comparing his Father's kingdom to a seed, a very small seed, that if we plant, if we throw it in the ground and water it and nurture it, God's Spirit will allow it to germinate. And when they germinate, they become big trees that will give opportunity to other part of creation to benefit. So in other words, you can't duplicate what God would do with the seed. We can't give life. All we can do is to what? Sow the seed that God has entrusted us with. The seed of faith. So each of us is called as agents of this seed, or as instrument of God's love that is made available to us in the seed of faith that Jesus gave us. That we go out, sow the seed. Although, like Jesus said, the devil will come to put weed in our midst, but if the seed is that much more nurtured and strong, even the weeds will not kill it. Even the weeds will not choke it. And if the does, or if they do, in the end, God, at the time of harvest, will put the weeds one side and the weeds in the lake of fire. That is the promise that is given us, that the seed of God would at no time be overtaken by weed. They may come to try to choke it and do all kinds of things with it, but in the end, it will survive. In the end, that which God purposed for you and I, for all of us, God will bring to fulfillment. This is our time. This is our moment. This is our opportunity. This is our challenge to be instrument of God's faith that is given to us in our baptism. Go out and plant seeds. Seeds of hope. Seeds of love. Seeds of peace. Seeds that will transform our world. And Jesus is keen and very candid about this. That in the end, at the harvest, God's children will prevail. That we God purpose for you and I will foster in the end. But now it's our time to keep sowing the seed, to keep nurturing the seed that is within us as believers of this great faith that is given to us in Christ Jesus. As I take leave of you this afternoon, I want to challenge us to be planters of this seed. Never give up, never waver, that this seed that is entrusted to us by Christ is meant to be sown everywhere we go, whether it's in our homes, at our workplaces, or just everywhere in our community, in our society, in our country. Go ahead, keep planting good seeds, the seeds of faith, keep planting it. God himself, by means of the Holy Spirit, will continue to nurture. And in the end, when it germinates, it becomes a blessing to everyone. Go ahead, sow more seeds. Amen.